It's at TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to TerryWilson3.com. We hope you had a wonderful... Did we just have Thanksgiving?
Wasn't that yes. Nice?
So we haven't been on live without eating the turkey. So we just come through eating the turkey, and we're here live, and we're in the studios, and we are we're privileged to have a gaming star.
Yes.
He's got a following. He posted something last week and it just blew up. I mean, it went viral.
200,000 views.
Whoa!
200,000 views.
I hope you had an RMP associated with that.
I felt pretty famous that day.
He said, Dad, look at this. Dad, look at this.
That's amazing.
So River is in the studio covering for his older brother, Reagan. And Reagan, if you're out there at home, watching us, and he does a great job. Well, we just might have to make some might have to make some management changes. You know,
oh,
I just don't know.
Savage.
He's over here just laughing. It's a podcast. You have to say something, right? Right. Well, guys, this is episode. What episode is this? Episode 340. We're talking about how to create and distribute value. So many times in the entrepreneurial space, folks are chasing after the money. And money's important. Money's important.
Yeah.
Have you made any money this week?
Well, it's Monday, but in like the past 7 days, I've made a lot of money. This I did not make week? Any money today.
Well, that's okay. The week's young. The week is young.
It's very young.
We're going to get into that. We had reps make over 15, 16, one of them all close to $17,000 this past week.
So much money.
Yes. So we're going to get into that. We've got some folks that's on target to make 35, 40 grand this month. So we're going to get into that. But the point is, how do you make that kind of money? How do you make that kind of money from home, to work from home? What does it take? And I would tell you what we're talking about tonight is exactly what it takes. It takes having a high value proposition, you know, that you can offer people. Mm-hmm. That the money will follow. You know, so many times we chase after money. We shouldn't be chasing after money. We should be chasing after becoming people of value, showing people how. And what is value? Value is nothing more than you solving someone else's problem. Someone's got a pain point. They've got something in their business, in their personal life, in their professional life. They've got something that needs a solution, and you come alongside it. Mm-hmm. And you create value by solving that problem. If you have shout outs, you got someone that you want to give a shout out to, River is in the chat room tonight. And he is, have we got chats already coming in, River? Are you seeing?
Yes, it's a little bit overwhelming.
he's like, what am I going to do over this laptop? There's nothing else to trust me when we go live. It'll start.
You're going to have some work tonight.
It's a little bit overwhelming.
He's like, he might be, I think he's on his phone right now. Reagan, get over here. And by the way, I'm sure some of them are asking, where is Reagan at? Reagan is cramming for finals.
Oh,
because what is it? Winter break, Christmas break is about to take place, and so they've got finals, and he's got to get that going on. So he's got some things there. So
#prayers for Reagan.
And I told him I was a good father on the phone. I says, your grades aren't as important to me as my business.
Ooh.
Get over here. And then he called his mom, and I got.
Oh,
I'm kidding. We want him to. He's doing a great job. And River has started with us over. How long have you been with us now, River?
I think it was like the start of this year.
Yeah, River started with us this year, working in the back office some and helping build the funnels and build the autoresponders. And
you do a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, did yours?
Yeah, he did.
Did you absolutely? So he's back there doing that. And so, anywho, he's like. People ask him at church, what does your dad do? And now he doesn't have to say, well, he sells drugs.
Yeah. That's the story I heard when I met your wife and your daughter for the first time.
None of them can answer. And now, you know what's so funny, Lindsay? We got the entire neighborhood coming saying, I want to talk to you about your business.
I know.
Because somebody named Lindsay's just blowing up.
I know. I've spread the word. I'm meeting with Kim tomorrow.
Yeah, she sent me a message. She said, can I talk to you and Lindsay sometime? I really want to talk to you about TW3. It's amazing what Lindsay's doing. And I was like, sure. And she says, when? I said, anytime. And then she texts back. She said, never mind. I'm meeting with Lindsay tomorrow. I don't. And I said, you go, girl. Take off. So if you got shout outs, send them in to River and he will get to them. And if you want to be on our text alert program where we tell you when we're about to go live. And the reason you want to be on this is because sometimes, Lindsay, I cheat on you.
I know.
During the week, sometimes I just get a hankering and I was like, you know, I'm bored. I've gone through all of my Netflix stuff I've binged. And so I was like, well, I'll just go over here and answer questions. So I go live and I just stream and I say, hey, if you got questions, send them in. And what I do is I text out to people, you know, hey, join me live. I'm streaming now. So if you want to be on that text alert, just text at TW3podcast, at TW3podcast to 81010. Before we get in it, let's just pause for the calls. There's a couple of sponsors we want to give shout outs to. If you have been in a situation like I have been in, where, you know, life has come at you fast and dinged up your credit or something, but you're wanting to invest in yourself, you want to invest in a business, you want to be able to buy something that you need for your business or whatever, then, you know, lending is difficult sometimes if you have a lower credit score. Usually if you get under 610, 620 and under, sometimes it's difficult to find a lending opportunity. So go over to TerryWilson3.com/bad credit, TerryWilson3.com/bad credit, and they will find you loan opportunities that may fit you. Now, if all you see is payday lending and stuff like that, 800% interest, I personally don't advocate those, okay? But what these are clearing houses that try to find what's available in your area. So avoid the junk loans, but if they have something, especially, you know, an installment plan or something that there's no payoff penalties and all that, then that is a great way to get lending and invest in yourself and in your business and being able to do something there. You've heard me say it many times, earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And the way you do that is through surrounding yourself with great content. Seth Godin says, you are the sum total of the five people you hang around the most. So why not hang around people that have gone further than you, that are doing more than you and can inspire you, motivate you, illuminate what you're supposed to do. And you can do that with free audiobooks and get those over at TerryWilson3.com/freebook. That's TerryWilson3.com/freebook.
I'm reading a really good one right now.
Which one are you reading?
Made to Crave by Lisa Turkiest.
Lisa Turkiest.
I'm sorry. It talks about our relationship with food and how it's a spiritual issue.
Really?
Yes.
So am I spiritually fat? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know that that's the direction the book goes in.
Well, I am full gospel.
You are full gospel.
And the temple was filled.
Yes.
Shekinah glory. No,
we're going to have to do like a TW3 5K. All of the staff.
Yeah, we do.
Let's do that. There's one December.
We might could do that. I got to get back on it. Now, I picked up about 12 pounds. And I said, I got to get back on it. So Sunday was my first day disciplined back to, you know, low carb and stuff. So I'm going to get back down. But I really want to get down around 230, 220.
You can do it.
I think so.
You can totally do it.
I don't think I'm ever going to be around 180 again. You know, like that's what I was when we got married.
I mean, how tall are you though?
I'm 5'11". When I'm happy.
That's pretty.
If I'm depressed, it's 5'10".
That's pretty tall though for 180. I mean, I think that probably a sweet spot would be between 190 and 210.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. 210, 220. Yeah. You know, 230, I'm happily married. But, you know, anything above that, I just start.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, and lastly, the good book says, know those who labor among you. Are you going to hire someone? Are you going to date someone? Are you going to, you know, be around someone, maybe buy a house in a neighborhood? Find out.
Gracious, if only I had known.
If only I had known Terry Wilson was going to be my neighbor. But we have you can do a free background check over at TerryWilson3.com/background. TerryWilson3.com/background. You can find out a little bit more information about the person you're about to hire, you're about to date, you're about to move in beside of, or are you just suspicious about someone?
With many reasons.
With many, for calls. You know, so go over there and You can get a free background check. Now, have we got you pinned over there? Are you already?
I think we're good.
So do we have any shout outs you want to read real quick?
Yes. Gary Green would like to give a shout out to Mark Parker, Kelsey Diaz, Shane Chadwick, and Gene Light, and Mark Goolsby. And then
welcome aboard, guys. Welcome aboard. Welcome. Absolutely.
Let's see. I think we got others.
it's difficult to navigate that cantaloupe. It is.
Mark says, shout out to new members Ty, Gary, Tom, Stanley, Trevor, and Andrew.
All right. Welcome, guys. Gary's got a great trainer. Mark's a great trainer. So you guys are with some good people. Any other shout outs that you can find in your little pure chat box?
I think we're good.
Shout out to all the people I talked to in the last week. I would call you by name, but you're too many.
Oh.
But I enjoyed all my conversations in the last week. I've met some really cool people.
You are knocking it out. I mean, you're talking to a ton of people now, aren't you?
I am. It's really nice.
That's cool. Yeah.
I get to talk to people from all over the country. Isn't that cool?
Different backgrounds, different experiences and all that. So you're good there? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Lindsay, what we're talking about tonight is value.
Yes.
When you think of value, what do you think of?
Well, I'm a numbers girl.
Yeah.
I convert everything to percentages and I'm a numbers person.
Yeah.
So when I think about value, I think about shortcuts.
Okay.
What can I do that saves me time? Because if I'm saving time, then I have more time. And time is like a really awesome gift.
Anything that saves you time, frustration, headache.
Right.
It's a value to you.
So, like, to translate that to TW3, I'm doing less time than I was or am doing with my other business, and I'm making more money. So that is
substantially more?
Yes, yes.
So let me get this straight. You spend how much less time?
About 50% less time.
About 50% less time, and about how much more?
If I stay on target and finish the month out like I've started the month, mm-hmm. then I expect to make about 50% more.
Mm.
So that's a really, really good equation in my life.
That's a huge equation in your life.
Yeah.
And as you ramp up, some of the things you're strategically doing in your business with your funnel, mm. if you did the same volume you did this month, next month, which you'll actually do more just because this is the season that we just take off and
right.
it doesn't sort of go down until really late spring. But if you keep that doing it in your own development, just the same volume you're doing, you're going to double your income.
I think I will. And it's really hard to wrap my mind around. I was trying to fall asleep the other night and I was too excited. I was like, this is crazy.
So that's how everybody in the neighborhood now knows that I don't sell drugs. I actually do something.
Yes. I can't stop talking about it and celebrating. I mean, it's very exciting.
I wanted to keep that sort of mysterious.
Oh, I ruined it.
The Walter White over there. Like, what does he? He's always at home. He's always in his jogging pants. And they're always traveling everywhere. There's something suspicious about these people.
Hey, whatever this is gold.
It is fun to be able to just come and go as you please,
mm-hmm.
travel, be able to have a wonderful Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're just blessed and it is awesome. I think, one of the things I'm seeing in my business as I'm getting older in this thing, we've been doing it 10 years. This next year will be 11 years. It's one thing to make good money yourself and you pat yourself on the back. Okay. Wow, I developed a skill set. I can do something. I have, an ability here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all great. But then you've developed something and you've created something that not only you, but other people start doing the same thing.
Right.
And I'm starting to see more and more of that than ever before. Mm-hmm. Our retention rate has always been pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
But the income rate of what people are just...
It's unreal. It's truly life-changing because we basically have a third income in our house now from me doing this for
a third full-time income with you working
about an hour a day.
About an hour a day.
That's unreal.
It is. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch that because there's one thing that's rewarding personally for me to have something that I can do. I mean, that's all self-interest. Great. Love it, man. I mean, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then to be able to have that thing be able to be duplicated by so many, you, Mark, Gary, Jeff, God, it's too many to name.
Roll call.
Joe. Yeah, Joe and Tracy. And Tracy, she's someone called in today. She's not taking on
right.
new clients right now. So if you've got someone that's asking, she's not, and doing that right now. So we had someone come in today, and so I forwarded it over to you that was asking. And that's the thing. We have a ton of clients. Matter of fact, two of them that were on the in the ELT conference March was making tons of money with TW3 selling it, but then wanted to start using it just for their personal business because they wanted to stay. And one of them wanted to go back into insurance because they just love insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And that's the beautiful thing about this platform. You got a question that came in?
Actually, there was a few more shout outs that came in.
Go ahead.
Spencer would like to give a shout out to Sam Olympia, Tom Carr, and Brett B.
Welcome aboard, guys, and welcome with Spence. Make sure if you guys have any questions, ask them. If we don't get to them, re-ask them because River might have missed it.
Happens.
Exactly. Ron would also like to give a shout out to his peeps, Keith, Richard, Rick, and Lorenzo.
Awesome. Well, you guys are, that's another great, now that's Ron all the way out on the left coast there in San Diego. He was at the ELT.
He was there, right?
Yeah, he's a drummer, but we still love him.
Oh.
You know, Reagan's a drummer, so, you know, we don't hold that against
him.
Hey,
drummer leads the band.
That's right. That's the heartbeat of the band, right? Any other?
No, that's it. And then we could head on to the questions.
All right, we'll get to it in just a second. If y'all got questions, go ahead and pop those in. But I wanted to talk about value for just a little bit, and then someone sent me a, well, they might have sent a question, but I sent it over to River to make sure it gets asked tonight. But this thing about value and problem solving, you know, it's as simple as a ministry or a 501c3 or a, you know, company out there or business out there or organization out there that needs money, needs resources to be able to facilitate their ministry. For instance, there's this adoption agency that my brother-in-law, he's brilliant, he's an elite member. He was at the ELT conference. Chris loves speaking. He's like me. He's a big talker. Loves telling jokes. Tries to be funny like me. He's better at it.
Y'all were a mess together. I can tell you that right now.
We were bantering back and forth. Matter of fact, he's going to be coming in on some Monday nights just to harass us. And I told him, go right ahead. But here's a guy that has a value. What's his value? His value is he understands the charitable world. And he's got a passion for adoption because he adopted his youngest.
Right.
And so, and he understands being from the ministry background and a senior pastor for so many years, it takes a lot to do fundraising and stuff like this. And, but then he's got this passion about comedy. So what does he do? He goes around the country. He goes around the country now and he sets up these comedy shows as a fundraiser for those local adoption agencies.
Oh, I love that.
Because he's already got the skill as a church planner, which is what he did for 20 some odd years.
Right.
He knows how to rent out facilities, promote and get butts in the seat, as they say.
Yeah.
And then put on a good time, a good show, and bring tremendous value to those people and say, hey, listen, instead of charging you $25, $30 a head a ticket, we're just asking you to help this over here. And he points right to, and he's raising thousands and thousands of dollars for these. He's creating value for some, he's giving value. And that's what it's all about, guys. And one of the things I love about TW3. And someone asked me the other day, what is the trick? Why have you guys been here so long? Because some of these other online companies and online businesses have been, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. I would argue, I think it's because we try to approach people from every angle of what their needs are going to be and create tremendous value. And what I mean by that is, what's your problem? I don't have a product to sell. Here's a product. Oh, you don't want to sell TW3 because it's technology, it's training. Well, then here's some referral marketing partners that you can sell there, or affiliate offers that you can sell their products with. Well, I don't know how to sell. Well, here's some training.
Scripts.
I don't know how to get in front of people because I don't want to go out and pester my friends, family, and foes. Here's a lead generation system that will have people calling you. You never have to cold call. In other words, we problem. Solve. Creates value. Money's exchanged. And we're here, you know, 10 years later. And so I think that's, you know, if you guys get anything else I say tonight, no matter what business you're in, you could be in insurance, real estate, you could be in, you could be a pastor. I would tell you before you try to solve anything else or do anything else in your business or your organization is you need to stop and think, how can I create immense value for my audience?
So Justin has some friends at work that he's been, you know, telling about my success. Mm-hmm. He's so proud of me. He's been so encouraging.
I could tell the other day when I saw him.
It's so sweet. He's such a good supporter and a great encourager. And he tells his friends, it's basically entrepreneurship in a box.
That's right.
You got it all.
It's a business in a box.
That's the best way to describe it.
Thank you. You're right. It's entrepreneurialism in a box.
Yes. I said entrepreneurship. That's probably not even a word, is it?
Well, it is entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Entrepreneurialism. Entrepreneur.
I can't say that word.
Which one?
The ism.
It is entrepreneurialism.
I can't do it. I've tried. I can't do it.
Well, for instance, River, mm-hmm. you watch these videos stream things, which your dad has no idea what they mean, what they are. There's a whole industry out there that I'm just now learning about in the last year or two.
Right.
Why do you watch these video streamers? Why?
Because they help you. That's probably the highest thing, is they help you get better, and they're highly entertaining. They give you some pretty nice tips.
So if you're into this whatever game,
right,
you're wanting to learn tricks and hacks and right. ways of doing things and getting better.
Yeah.
And so what happens is these guys attract people. They're creating value for them because they're teaching them a skill set. And how much is some of these guys making? Lindsay was telling me the other day, and you can go in there and check it out. It's for real. And some of them just say, hey, if you like what I'm doing, hit the donate button and send me $5. Well, they got millions of kids out there.
Whoa.
And a computer that their own is probably connected to their dad or mom's PayPal account. So, hey, give them $5.
Wow.
I mean, they make really good money.
Serious.
There's a kid my age who's really good at the game, and people donate to him, and he makes around 500 grand a month. And he's my age.
500.
What?
Because they got millions of kids
wanting to learn how to get
wanting to learn how to do something on Fortnite. But see, that's my thing.
Wow.
I had a guy at church because I was teaching one Sunday on everybody has immense value. I don't care who you are, you have value. Why? Because you were created from, for, and for the purposes of greatness. You know, not to be cliche, but God doesn't make junk. So there's something inside of everyone. And so he looked at me and goes, Terry, that sounds great. And he says, but, you know, I've been an accountant for 30 years. I have no value. I know how to crunch numbers and onions. He says, no, the value I have starts and stops at my ability to do people's payroll and do some taxes. I says, I understand how you feel, but don't let your short-sightedness and ability not to have a greater vision convince you that that's it. Because how many people do you've been in business for how long? Well, about going on 40 years. And how many clients you got? How did you build that? And he said, but that's just so easy. I mean, it's not. Mm-mm. Someone that wants to do what you've done would need to, I says, you have immense value. You have information. All it would take is an iPhone. Guys, today I want to talk to you about in the first 10 years of my business, how I built it. And you could create a video.
Yes.
Give value to people and say, if you like this, you know, consider doing it. And then I showed him some RMP links. He goes, well, that's just, you know, that I never thought of it. I said, well, that's just because you haven't been in the world I'm in, which is online marketing.
That's like a guy that's an elite member now. His name is Paul, and he's on fire for what he does. He's amazing at it, and he sells these policies that are like a way to do alternative retirement.
Right.
And it was mind-blowing. Justin and I had a meeting with him last week. We learned more than we could even process, and he's so good at his job. And anyways, we were talking about TW3 and how he could use it, and I said, this is brilliant, and my generation needs this in a Cliff Notes version on a blog.
That's exactly right. Most people, it's not because they don't have something to offer. It's that they don't have the people to get in front of to offer it.
Right.
And if you can bridge that,
right,
you're home free. And here's the beautiful thing, guys. We live in a world today that the advertising dollars has gone away from TV, radio, newspaper. It's all online. Which means it's an even playing field. I, for the same amount of money, effort, and everything else, can put an ad up that's right beside some big boy like Mutual of Omaha. Mm-hmm. Say I had my own insurance agency and Mutual of Omaha was selling insurance directly. Mm-hmm. Well, Google charges them the same thing they charge me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can be smart about who I'm targeting,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I can be smart about how I can get them in my funnel, mm-hmm. because I know my audience, it's not to be cliche again, but it's like shooting a fish in the barrel. I mean, because shooting fish, you have never heard that, shooting fish in a barrel? You're so young. My gosh. River, what's some questions we got?
Devin would like to ask, for the Plus membership, you mentioned that there is a 90-day money made guarantee.
That's right.
How much is that, and what would be the requirements?
So, that's a great, great question, Devin. Thank you so much for asking it. Number one, right now, and that allows me to talk about something else. This is the last week you can get the Plus in a rep package at the old price. Right now, our rep package is $5.97. Our Plus package is $12.97, okay? After this week, December 1st, it goes up. It's going to be $9.97 and $14.97. To get the 90-day money-made guarantee, you have to be at the Plus level or better. What it requires is this, that you go into our system, you take steps 1 through 6, that training. What is that training? And I don't want to be mysterious here. I teach you how to set up your blog and your website so you're branded and you look legitimate online. I show you how to go and get a merchant account so that you can take money. You know, one of the greatest tragedies I see every week is someone making a sale and go, how do I get their money? I said, did you not watch step 2? You know, so I show you how to set up your blog, get a merchant account, set up your sales funnel, which is the most difficult part of this whole thing because it combines a little bit of marketing skills and technical skills to put it together. It's not overly complicated, but it is the most complicated because there's a lot of moving parts. We have a PDF file. We have video. We have everything to show you step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept, how to do it. However, if you get frustrated and you're about to throw your hands up, we say, let us do it for you. We're going to charge you. We're going to charge you $127 to go in and do exactly what we show you how to do. But if you would rather just pay someone to get it done, we'll do that. But we're not trying to sell extra services. We want you to actually do it. But do steps 1 through 6, set up your blog, set up your sales funnel, set up your merchant account, start driving traffic the way we show you, have that traffic auto-responded with the auto-response templates that we give you. Let us verify that you're doing all of that, okay? Drive a minimum of 100 leads a week. It is so easy to do that. It is so easy to do that. It is so easy to do that, okay? But you got to do that. You got to follow up the way we show you. If you do that and you come to the trainings, that's the other thing. And you got to come to 80% of the trainings. We know people get sick. People are out for holidays, whatever. You do all that. Those are the requirements. That's what you've got to do. You do that. We guarantee you a minimum results are in 90 days. If it doesn't happen, here's what's going to happen. Number one, we suspend your admin fees. It doesn't cost you anything to be in TW3 anymore. And we keep you active. Number two, I go out and I buy you a landline phone system. Connect it and get it sent to your house. We get you connected to one of our partners that will pay you hourly to work in their call center to take inbound calls for colleges and TV commercials and different things. They're going to pay you hourly. You're going to start making money because we want you making money. And you've shown due diligence. You've shown good effort. You've shown that, you know, you're trying to do this thing. You're not just not phoning it in. Hey, I bought this genie in a bottle and it didn't work. And you throw your hands up and complain. No, you did everything right. You do all that, we're going to get you an hour and plus keep you active until you start making real money. Now, here's the little thing, and Lindsay, you know that because I keep repeating it, but some of the other people that's listening to this maybe don't. We started this over a year and a half ago. How many times have we had to pay out on it?
Nada.
Nada. Zero. Not it. It never, because the system works. You cannot execute on all the things we show you to do and do it the way we show you and it not work. It just statistically hasn't, we've never had to pay out on it.
Statistically impossible.
So far, you know, we have empirical data that shows it's statistically impossible. Well, we're getting thick in the weeds here. But the point is, if you do due diligence, do it the right way, do it the way we show you, you're going to make money. And so that's what's required. That's what we do. I don't know, but Lindsay, when you got involved with Lou LaRoe.
Rogo?
It's not Lou LaRoe. It's Lou LaRoe.
True.
Did they give you a guarantee after you bought all that inventory that you would sell it?
No.
Have you ever been in any other type of business other than Lou LaRoe?
I've worked for companies, but I haven't. That was like my first.
But like an entrepreneurial type thing.
Not
home.
Really.
Mm-mm. Okay. I don't. I spent $2,500 to get credentialed, licensed, and everything I needed to be an insurance agent. Mm-hmm. And once I spent all of that money, then they said, go out and call your friends, family to sell them insurance and sink or swim, do or die.
Yeah.
That's the way it was. And every business I know, that's the way it's.
Right.
You know, we offer guarantees and we offer a system, a proven system that if you'll do it, you're going to get leads. And
I can tell you that when I got my master's, they did not promise me any money. And that was wrong.
That was wrong because you spent some money.
I spent a pretty penny on that master's degree.
That's what and you know, speaking of that, I'm almost contemplating changing our packages from like rep package plus package to elite package to rep training plus training, elite training. And the reason I'm thinking along those lines is because more and more, I want to convey to people the value in TW3, in my personal opinion, you correct me if I'm wrong, is in the training.
I agree with that.
Because you can go get a blog anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You can get a dial anywhere.
Right.
And so if you focus on the tool and not the training, what happens is, well, I bought this tool and nothing happened. Well, that's not the way I trained you to do that.
Right.
And so they discount the part that makes this thing work, and then they just blame, well, that tool don't work. Well, no, it don't work the way, you know, you got to, it's like grabbing a hammer by the wrong side and trying to beat a nail that way. So I'm really thinking about, you know, me and Reagan's been talking about it. You know, one of the challenges that we face in our business is, and this is sort of our internal struggle that we've been talking about. Maybe you can help us live here on the podcast is, you know, he wants to do away with doing the funnels for people.
Okay.
And the reason is because it forces them. It forces them to have to learn how to do it. Because once they learn how to do that, you know, which we say, you've got to have the skill set to be able to do RMP and some of this other advanced stuff. You got to be able to do it. My argument and the reason we put it in there is because I know as an adult, as a father of children, what's the greatest pressure you're usually under as a grown adult with kids?
Time
and sometimes money.
Well, yeah.
Time and money. And it's been my experience, the quicker I can get people making money does something to the brain. It's amazing. It loosens it up like a muscle. It's just like so tender. And then all of a sudden the information you're putting into it, Oh, yeah. But when I'm constricted and I'm all bound up because I'm just frustrated, I need to make money, the bills are due, and da 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 da. And I'm saying, okay, here's how you do this, here's how I need to know now. They don't hear what you're saying because the stress has got their brain sort of shut down. So we have this, we're constantly having this internal dialogue. Should we continue to offer the funnel service? And that's a great question. Ask our members, should we continue to do this? What do they think or not? You know, his thing is, but if they'll just bite the pill, just take the medicine.
I'm going to disagree with Reagan on this.
Thank you. You hear that, Reagan? What's the time marker here? Smart woman.
And I've built my own funnel.
Yeah.
I have done it before.
Right.
And then I wanted another funnel. And obviously, I have the ability to sit down and build another one. But the time, for me, it was about the time. And
well, see, that's the thing too. It wasn't so much you trying to avoid learning. It was more you were coming from a place, I just don't have time. Can you go ahead and I just soon pay someone because my time's worth more.
That's exactly where I was
at. And that's what I kept coming to him at is, you know, and that's one of the reasons why when we build a funnel, we never alert the people. You know, it's done because we want them to be cognitive. Where do I go to look? If they went to step four, they'll know. This is where I got to look. Oh, it's done because it's usually done within 48, 72 hours most. But yeah, I like the fact that you disagreed with Reagan.
I mean, I have no problem disagreeing with either of you when I need to.
But it's better to disagree with him.
Well,
it makes me feel better.
On this, I'm against Reagan just because, again, I'm busy. And it is a tedious thing. It's almost like if I was going to do it, I would need a few hours by myself.
Yeah.
And that's not a reality in my life.
Right. So. Right. That's true. What do we got in questions, Mr. River? Go ahead and hit us.
Jeffrey K in Missouri asks, Terry, why do you always hate on MLM businesses? People like Grant Cardone see the value in these kinds of businesses. Do you not agree that residual and passive income is the only way to build wealth?
I do agree that residual and passive income is the only way to truly build wealth. I don't feel like I hate on MLMs. I feel like we have to distinguish ourselves as TW3 that we're not an MLM.
Correct.
Because we get accused of that.
Right.
And I think sometimes me making that and drawing those distinctions, it might come across as me hating on MLMs. But you can go to terrywilson3.com/clients and you can see there's a whole host of people from every industry, every walk of life, every background, which are some of them are MLMs.
Yeah.
That use our platform to generate leads for their own business and sell their products and stuff like that. But it's not me hating on MLMs. And here's the thing, just to give people that's on the show tonight or listening later some context about me. I come from initially the music world and then got into insurance when the economy got so bad in 08. Had to find a new gig. And I got into insurance and then I got my securities license. And one of the things that I know just by law to maintain my security license at the time, I could not be involved in any MLM businesses. That's a huge no-no. And so this platform that we're talking about today, TW3, I designed because it came from the music world and I was generating business online, selling my music, selling my products and stuff like that. I've got you online. You're on camera.
I'm sorry. I just knocked over the Joy sign and me and River over here.
Knocked my Joy off. They don't see that, so it's no big deal. But long and the short, when other people in the insurance world and the financial markets wanted to start using my platform to generate leads, I had to design the compensation package of this product in a way that would not put my securities folks in danger with the FCC or FTC or whatever it is. FTC.
Really brilliant.
Yeah. So we're not a MLM. Now, Jeffrey's question is, but people like Grant Cardone endorse it. And I listen to Grant Cardone and I've been accused of having his same vocabulary because we're both Southerners and in this, you know, everything else. But here's the thing. He is a paid speaker selling books to that particular industry. So naturally he's pushing MLMs and that's fine. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with it. But here's the thing about MLMs. People have got to understand, you know, and unless you have a means, a method, a way of getting in front of people, then you're just one more person out there with a home-based business that's trying to push some pill, thrill, lotion, or potion on your friends, family, and foes. And it's a miserable existence. And that's why Forbes says 98% of home-based businesses fail. And most of those businesses they're referring to are MLMs. Now, that doesn't make MLMs bad. It doesn't make it a bad business. It doesn't make that people, because there's people that have made immense amounts of money in MLMs. But the problem, which you as a member, Jeffrey, and anybody else at TW3 can solve to bring value to anybody in that industry is a means, a method, and a way for them to get in front of more people to make more sales. Now, the last part of your question about do I not agree that residual and passive income are the true ways to build wealth? And that's absolutely correct. And that's why we have our elite package. Lindsay.
Yes.
You have been selling TW3 actively for about 2 months.
Not even.
And I'm not asking you to get in your business because it's nobody's business, but would you not agree as an elite member, one of the nice things about being an elite member is that residual part.
It's my favorite thing.
It's my favorite because it's like you wake up every morning and
you
know,
you're making money.
And you're making money.
Yeah.
Regardless if you're active that day.
Oh, I've got huge goals. Like right now, I'm able to pay one bill. Pretty soon, I'll be able to pay a larger bill.
Just on
my residual.
Just on your residual.
I've got a projection by July where I plan to pay our largest bill.
Which is probably your mortgage.
It is our mortgage.
And it's going to be, well, I can tell you, everything here you see is paid on my residual. Everything.
That's awesome.
And then when you see me go out, that's active income for my RMPs and other stuff. that's yeah. putting us traveling all around the world and buying goofy stuff and all that.
Right.
So it's totally, so I agree with mm-hmm. Jeffrey. It's totally, that's the way, but it doesn't mean you have to get in and then in, into an MLM. And here's the final thing I would mm-hmm. say regarding that. Some people have no problem with MLMs. Mm-hmm. Some people are triggered by the term MLM. It's like an abused spouse. Mm-hmm. You yeah. know, it's just like they hear it, they're triggered, you know, they start. And so I have made a business decision just to, number one, I couldn't do it because of the financial world I came from. And number two, just from a marketing standpoint, it's better for me, I feel mm-hmm. like, and better for all my members, to be a little more agnostic when it comes to MLMs. We don't hate them. We don't love them or necessarily endorse them. We are a platform for folks that are in that world. They can do that world because mm-hmm. you can be an elite member and you can get residual income. You can be an elite member and with our RMPs get passive income. So all of the attraction that MLMs bring to people that are wanting to build wealth, which are true business principles that you got to have, we can have at the elite level. And here's the third and final thing I would tell you about that. And the dirty little secret. People will let you down. Mm. People are hot today and cold tomorrow. One of the hard things about that type of business, because it's very, very similar to the insurance world. I used to be an insurance agent. I was a broker. I had an agency. It's keeping all those people motivated, keeping them working, keeping them doing this. If my income is contingent upon the activity of other people,
yeah,
then I am up and down because people are bipolar. they're schizophrenic. They're all over the map.
Right.
But if my income is based on, will that autoresponder work today? Will that email blaster work today? Mm-hmm. Will that voice broadcaster work today? Which yep. have no attitude.
No feelings.
Have no feelings. Have nothing. They work every time. I can sit there and cuss at that mixer right now, and it doesn't hold it against me.
You can do that.
I can do it. Now, it might not be healthy to do, but the point is, when you're in this type of business where you're not contingent upon people, but your passive income and your residual part of your income is contingent upon the tools, the digital tools that you use, then I tell you, there is something freeing. I mean, it's just, it is scary how free I feel sometimes. My wife gets bothered by it. She said, "You really don't care what people think about you, do you?" And I said, "I don't have to anymore."
That's right.
I'm going to get paid whether they like me or not. Yeah. You know, so it's, you know, that's my two cents, you know, take it for what it's worth. I don't hate on them, but we're mm-hmm. not, that's not who we are. And I just have to make that distinction because yeah, I read these blogs and all it is just an MLM. No, it's not. It really isn't. You just don't know. You haven't researched our compensation package. So great question, River. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. What else do we have?
Oliver C. in Pennsylvania asks.
Oliver C., I know who that is.
Statement/question says, same old Terry, never wanted to give a straight answer. How did someone, or for that matter, anyone, make $15,000 with TW3 last week?
Oh, Oliver. Okay. He don't mean that in the way it came across. I know him. He's a good friend. Matter of fact, he's related to someone very, very famous, and I won't embarrass him. But I'll tell you how it happened. He's asking, you know, I sent out that blast, and I'm on it tonight talking about it and people making money. So let's just bring it up on your screen real quick. I'm going to show something, and you guys can't see this, but what I'm doing up here is this is my income statement.
I'm sorry.
I took you off the camera, so you can yawn now. I'm putting Lindsay to sleep in here,
no,
guys.
No. I've just been going to bed at 8:30 lately.
Knowing that I have a podcast at 9. Good Lord. That's my income statement right there of last week from the 19th to the 26th is 15.7. My top earner made more money than I did. They made 16.9. And then I had a plus member actually make 13.4. So those are the three that I pulled out. He needs to upgrade because he wouldn't even be working so hard. So how did that happen? And here's the thing. And I did send Oliver an email here, but the way that happens is for me. I'll talk about me, and then I'll talk about my top earner. The way that happened for me is that is my passive income. And residual income. That's passive income off of RMPs, referral marketing, where I'm sending out email, text, and phone blast, making money through my referral marketing. Most of the RMP business that I have comes through my podcast now. Then that's residual income. I have clients as well. I pay myself like an elite member. So I have active clients that's been with me for years, Gary Green and some of these other folks. I have clients that's been with me for years. Well, every elite member that brings on a member gets paid the same way I do. There's a monthly admin fee and they get half of that admin fee. So that's how I did it. And the way I was able to generate that business is the way my top earner that you saw there. One of the things that we encourage our clients to do, not that they have to, but this is what we tell them to do. The fastest, easiest way to make money in TW3 is actually to start reselling the system before you start trying to use the system to promote your other businesses and other product lines and RMP. And the reason why we tell you to do that is because, number one, all of the marketing assets you need, video, training, demonstrations, a funnel, an autoresponse, all of that. It's all the things that you need to do business online. It's already made for you. It's plug and play. You just go over there and the templates are laid out and you just do it. You start making money. When you make money, the brain just gets so soft, and then people can talk to you and you hear them and you're okay with it. And then you say, oh, this, the way Terry sells his system here, I could sell fill in the blank over here. And so the way that guy was able to sell what he sold there is he used our call center technology. He used our call center campaign model that we outline steps 1 through 6. He did that, and he was making $1,500 a new enrollment. He was making a minimum of $50 per people that didn't enroll, and he's getting residual income. And so through the aggregate of that in the season that we're in right now, he made close to $17,000.
That is awesome.
You know, so some of that was his referral marketing, because he gets paid to give people loans. He gets paid to give people jobs outside of TW3. He gets paid to sell leads to people that are just onboarding as a sales affiliate. He gets paid. He's got income. Whether he sells them anything or not, he's getting paid. Mm-hmm. And he's doing steps 1 through 6 as an elite member. And that's how he did that money. The other person did the same thing. They're a plus member, so they don't have residual. They don't have direct contract with RMP, so they're a little more limited on what they earn. They made $13,400 with the same amount of activity. Doing it the way we show you, you can generate hundreds of leads into your funnel. Using our funnel, it's going to qualify those leads, so you're not wasting your time with everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're talking to high qualified people, and you're bringing them on, and you're getting paid at a minimum $450 to a maximum of $1,500 if you make them a TW3 member. So that's not rocket science. That's how it was done. So, Oliver, I hope that was direct enough for you. I hope it was pointed enough. But that is what was done. Now, how did they do it? Well, become a TW3 member, and we'll show you step by step how they did it. What else we got there, Mr. River?
Shane asks, in this plus package, we get referral marketing, CPA, and affiliate marketing. What does CPA stand for?
I used to know that. Commission per compensation per action. And I might be off that, but here's what a CPA offer is. CPA offer is what I call a non-conversion type offer. It's where you get paid to generate a lead. In other words, if they fill out this form, whether they buy anything or not, you get paid. So when you hear one of our RMP companies refer to this as a CPA offer, that's what they're talking about. You know, in other words, for instance, I offer free books at Audibles. Mm-hmm. Go over there and try it out. Whether you keep the product or not, keep the company or not, whatever. You don't have to keep anything. You don't have to pay for anything. I get paid, I think, $25 on that offer. And that's a huge, by the way, that's a huge moneymaker for me. These podcasts, that's why you always hear me on these podcasts, earners and learners, leaders and readers. If you want to go to the next level, I mean, I've got that in my sleep.
Go to the next level.
Yeah, because I'm pushing what? Get a free audiobook and, you know, discontinue it in 30 days, because I don't care, because I'm going to get $25 when you do it.
Right.
You know, and if I got over 10,000 downloads between my podcast on my website, the YouTube gets around 200-300 people, and then the iTunes and Stitcher accounts that I've had forever are getting the majority of that. If only 0.5% act on that, it's money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all I need. So great question. Any other stuff?
Derek asks, where do I go to read about the different packages available and the pricing?
So if you could just go to my homepage, terrywilson3.com, you'll see right there the icons of the packages, what's included, the pricing, and a little video of yours truly explaining what they're there for. So, yeah. And here's the biggest thing. People ask me all the time, you know, what's the difference? I really don't understand the difference. Just put it in your head this way. If you don't have a product and you want something to start and start reselling something at home, then become a rep member, rep trainer. Okay. That just gives you some basic training and some basic product to get started. If you already have a product, good or service, and you need this as a tool, plus you might want to resell it as well, then become a plus member. If you want to have your own agency, build residual and passive income without necessarily being in an MLM, not that there's anything wrong with that. I feel like a Seinfeld now. Then that's an elite member. You get the attractiveness of that residual and passive income. And really, if you want to be a high income earner, you're going to want to be in the elite level, because that's where all the advanced training is going to be able to diversify your income and have all these different streams of income that it takes to really do something. Good mm-hmm. stuff. What else?
This is a follow-up question from the earlier one that Devin asked, the 90-day money-made guarantee.
Yes.
His follow-up question is there a specific dollar amount that you guarantee for the 90 days, or is it just a guaranteed income of some sort?
So it's a minimum of $450, but we're about to raise that because it was like $450 to $1,600, but we're about to raise that because our prices are about to go up. So that minimum is actually going to go up to $750 to $2,000. We guarantee that amount, which is a very, like I said, that's a minimum amount. We guarantee that's the minimum that doing this activity. But here's the thing. We've never had, someone has always made at least that, and really usually twice as much once they get enrolled in that program, because it's just, honestly, it's just sheer numbers.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a system that's qualifying your leads and you have a system that's driving those leads and you have all the tools, the assets you need to take that person from, you know, just a casual person out there looking for opportunity to a person that's on fire, I'm ready to do this.
Yeah.
And then you have a means to monetize that type of lead, whether they buy anything or not. It's just, you know, it's just a matter of doing at that point.
You have to work really hard to not succeed with this system.
You really do. Now, I'm not saying you can't, and hear me now, feel me later, as I like to say. If you're out there with TW3 and you're struggling and you still, listen, it takes time. If this is new to you, if sales and marketing and technology is new, and it takes all three, by the way. I have a lot of guys that, man, they made six figures, bumping seven figures in the insurance world, and they get into TW3 and they want to, you know, call me everything but my God-given name. And I'll tell you why, because they've been trained how to sell. And what is selling? Selling is teaching. I'm breaking this down. This is exactly how this works. And this is the value it presents to you. And this is why you need to have it. Mm-hmm. And then I close on them. So that's selling. Mm-hmm. And most people have been trained how to do that. What most people don't know how to do is get in front of that person. And so they've had this mindset, well, I'll just go out and buy some leads. And leads are terrible. So mm-hmm. there's a marketing leg to this. We teach you the selling, but most people I've been trained as decent salespeople, I found. It's not mm-hmm. the selling. The marketing and the technology here, because it's a little bit different. You know, it's a generational thing. Most people, you know, my kids are walking around with iPads and know how to do all this stuff, and I'm still like, what in the world? And I'm sort of in that, you know, I've got one foot in the younger generation, one foot in the younger, because I think, you know, I'm a Gen Xer, I guess is what they call my generation. So I make references that you don't understand, but I also talk to another generation that is like, what is he talking about too? You know, like a man with no home. What else we got there?
If I sign up for a package and want to upgrade later, will the purchase price go toward the upgraded package?
The purchase price will, and it's whatever you purchased at. So if you purchase under the lower pricing now, that's what you'll take off later on to whatever price structure it is. So, you know, just be clear on that. But yeah, you can upgrade at any time.
All right. I think we're all caught up on the questions.
All right. So if you've got any other questions and he missed them or something, because I know sometimes Pure Chat's a little difficult there to catch all of them, because sometimes if they ask something, they close their window out, they think they sent something in, but it didn't actually go in. So we'll give people a little bit more time to ask their questions and send it in. Lindsay.
Yes.
So if someone was just starting at TW3 what would you tell them they need to do first? What value can you give new people there? Because you've had a ton of new people has come on in the last week, so you're rocking it out. What's that golden advice you can give new people?
I tell my people that they need to do the steps in order, and they need to do them slowly, like let it sink in. I typically would not recommend, you know, sitting down and just doing it all in one day.
Right.
You know, it's too much.
It is.
So pace yourself. Be very organized. Take great notes. One of my elite guys, I talked to him last week, and he's like, yeah, I went through the training, and I took 4 pages of notes and for step one. And I was like, I love you. That's just the greatest thing ever.
Thank you.
Yes, because he's laying the foundation.
Right.
He's learning the system so well. He's laying the foundation. So, I just tell people, go through the training in the order that it's presented. Ask me if you have questions, you know,
send in a ticket. If
send in a ticket, you know, be aware of your support avenues
and come to the live trainings.
Yes. I tell people come to the training. That's a super awesome resource they have.
Yeah.
And the membership training, I think, is a great resource for those in the sales field.
Yeah.
Because they can hear all these questions that potentials have. We're asking.
Exactly.
We're answering.
That's great. Yeah. And one thing I would tell the guys, if you've just got into TW3, do your steps, absolutely, and take the time to go through that welcome email that comes out, because that's got a lot of information. And if you missed it, it went to spam, you accidentally deleted it, because what happens a lot of times is people onboard and they were in this funnel and they was on this list, and then they are on a new list because they're a member now and they're getting both emails.
Oh, gotcha.
And so I always tell my guys, make sure you unsubscribe from the other one so you're not getting doubled up, because what we send to the general populace is not the same thing we send to our members.
Right.
But if you missed that opening welcome to my business email in your back office and the dashboard, and by the way, back office and dashboard, same thing.
Right.
That's a confusing thing, because it used to be called a back office when WordPress was doing one thing. Then it got changed to dashboard, and then it went to back office because of a plugin we were using, and now it's dashboard. So there's training back there that says back office and dashboard, and people are like, what is he talking about? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the back of your website that hosts all of these plugins, all of these tools, all of this training and stuff. It's the same thing, okay? But in your dashboard or your back office, that there is a welcome email. If you'll go up in the top left-hand corner of the midsection where it says welcome, click on that, and it has all of those links and everything back there. What would you tell the person that's on tonight? They've been in different businesses. Maybe they've been in LaRoe. Maybe they have been in other things, and you know, they got excited, but then, you know, it just never worked out. It never panned out. It never materialized the way it should. And they're thinking about doing this, but at the same time, they're a little bit hesitant. What do you tell that person?
I would tell that person, number one, to pray about it.
Yeah.
Pray for wisdom, and to really understand two things. Number one, that this is a business that is like a baby.
Right.
It's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of discipline. But number two, if you do all those things, that it can be so, so good.
It can.
So good.
It just, but you know, you didn't take off immediately.
No, I didn't. I was overwhelmed. I mean, there was so much information.
It's like drinking from a fire hydrant if you try to do too much.
It was like a baby. I mean, you know, when you bring a kid home from the hospital and you're like, why did they give me this kid? I can't keep this thing alive.
And I'm not responsible enough for this. Why would they do this?
I remember that was like a huge moment of fear in my life when they handed Wells to us and said, you can go home now. I was like, go home with this baby? Like, that's pretty much what TW3 is. You have this living, breathing organism that is dependent upon your time and your energy and your dedication for survival.
Right. But are you glad you stuck with it?
Oh, my word, yes. It's insane.
How's that money feel around Christmas time?
Oh, we're so excited. We're taking the kids to Great Wolf Lodge.
See?
They're going to open wolf ears on Christmas morning.
I'm telling you guys, the deal is real. And anybody that's, if you're hungry and thirsty and wanting something, it's there. I can't guarantee anybody success tomorrow. I can't guarantee anybody success next week. But I can guarantee the minute that you can get these principles and activities down and mastered and using these tools, it is worth it. I listen, I've been in insurance. I've been in financial planning. I used to own one of the largest music retailers in the country. I was pumping out 50 pianos a week, you know, at one time. I have made some serious money. I really have. And it nearly killed me. I almost had a heart attack when I was in my 30s because of the stress of 22 employees and 8 different trucks out on the road and all of this. And the overwhelming, oh my gosh, if I don't clear $8,000 today, you know, I don't break even. I've been there. And then I've done this. And I'm telling you, this is a lot better. A lot more money. No stress.
You're the most chill guy in the neighborhood. I can tell you that. Every time I see you, you're just... Hey, I'm happy. I'm Terry.
And so can you. We got anything else, River?
Yeah, we had 2 questions coming, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Jody asked, how do I listen to the old Wednesday night podcast?
The Wednesday night trainings, they're not podcasts. Member is going to go into the back office under webinar. Click on your back in the dashboard section. Where it says webinar, click on that, and then there's one that says public, and there was one that says private. The private is a private training for members only. It's not hosted on YouTube. It's hosted with Wistia, and you have to have a private account to even get into it, and you do once you're with us. That's why I host. If you'll notice, all of our private trainings is not on YouTube. It's on a different, so that the members can access it. But that's where it's at.
Ray would like to ask, how do you get started as a sales affiliate or whatever the one is that doesn't cost anything?
You can go to affiliatewithtw.com, affiliatewithtw.com. All that is signing up for my MailChimp autoresponse account. But it also puts you in our data list as actually an affiliate, and it's asking you who your recruiter is. And so that what happens is, and this is other beautiful thing that we sometimes overlook, Lindsay. If someone, and the reason I did this because the good book says someone comes to you asking for bread, you give it to them. If someone's out there, they're wanting an opportunity, they really want to do something, they just don't have the resources, the money or whatever, I tell them this, don't give me money, give me sweat equity, okay? You'll work your way up into being a member. You're not going to get paid everything because you're not going to be able to stick around after the sale and train whoever you sold it to, but I'll give you resale rights to our system right now without ever having to pay for anything. So you got to affiliate with TW.com. You put your information in, you put your recruiter's name in, and what happens is when you make a sale, your recruiter will process that sale. They will pay you out of their commissions for that sale, okay? And they will then take that client over and make sure that they're trained, make sure they know where to go in the back office, and make sure they know everything they need to know about the system, the software, the training, the support, and everything. You can't answer those questions because you don't have the system, but your recruiter and trainer can. And not only that, we give you training. We give you some resources to generate leads. We give you all kinds of things. And we want you, if someone can't afford to be a sales rep and trainer right now, an active member, then become a sales affiliate. At least that'll get you started with TW3, get you a little exposed. But you will eventually want Ray to get over to the membership side, because rather than making $100, you're going to be making $750. Rather than making $150, you're going to be making $1,000. Rather than making $300, you're going to be making $1,500. And besides the compensation package, rather than having to cold call and really having to hustle and having to use these tools to go out and really hustle, because you're having to put in sweat equity, you don't have a system to generate leads. So you're basically in a business opportunity like everybody else out there, except the difference here is we didn't charge you anything. If you got an insurance, if you got LuLaRoe or anything else, you have to buy the inventory. You have to buy into the business, and then you still don't have leads. See? The difference is you didn't have to buy anything. You have resale rights. And then eventually, as you get going, you'll want to upgrade. So that's good stuff. Any other questions?
We are caught up.
We are caught up. River, thank you. I thought River did okay. Did
my pleasure as the Chick-fil-A employee.
Yes. I went there tonight. It was good.
They have the best food.
Reagan, you ought to be nervous. There's a guy in here that might, you know, be able to do something.
You did awesome.
You did awesome.
Super proud.
Thank you.
Super proud. He's going through the steps right now, setting up his stuff. He's going to start working a little bit in the call center and, you know, doing a little bit of sales because he figured, he heard that Lindsay was making money in the neighborhood. Someone told someone, and someone told another. Everybody in the neighborhood now.
You know, we're so tight, me and the girls.
Yeah, yeah. I understand. Are you going this weekend with the girls?
I'm not.
You're so smart.
It's December. I cannot.
Won't you talk to my wife? No, I'm kidding. I told her to go and have fun.
I think they're going to have a blast.
They're going to have a blast.
They're going to have so much fun. We have a Christmas program coming up, and I'm playing keys all the time, practicing, learning all this crazy music. So,
well, I'm going to be honest with you. It'd be nice just to be able to go to bed and not have to watch Hallmark.
Yeah, I can see that. You going to have TV rights for a few nights?
I am so sick of Hallmark. Anyway, good night, everyone. Thanks for coming out. Remember, you want to onboard now because if you wait too long, you're going to be paying the new prices, and you want to do that. And I'm telling you, now's the time to get in because this is our heavy, heavy season. And little secret, I'll go ahead and tease next week. We might have someone in here with Lindsay and myself talking about a conference coming up.
Uh-oh.
And talking about if you're a member, you'll want to be a member to get into this conference. I'm telling you. So get in now. Get in while the water is fine and it's a good time. I don't know what I'm saying. Let's get out of here before I say something.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this the celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay. God, what a privilege. I mean...